so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Ashon, 101.9 FM, KBFSH, LB, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening tonight. You know, this week, I picked some songs for no other reason than I just haven't heard an artist for a while, or I got a new CD, or I don't know, I like the cover of the album. It's going to be an interesting mix, but some connections have emerged, as often seems to be the case on your island connection, and it's dinner time. So let's start off with some Texas cooking with Guy Clark.
Texas, I'm gone down to save my soul. Get that barbecue and chili, eat my fill and come back home. I'm gonna take my baby away. We're gonna have a high old time. We're gonna beat the weekend silly. Show to make a building's fine. Oh my, ain't that Texas cooking something? Oh my, mama, to starve your belly and backbone for my mouth.
Thank Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, that was Red Beans from one of the best all-time Boogie Woogie Zydeco Swamp Blues piano players that there is, Marcia Ball. Came from her album Blue House that came out in 1994. We also heard Kaz Kazimoff on the tenor sax. Terry and I were fortunate enough to see Marcia a number of times when we were in Austin where she lives, but she's got a lot of Louisiana in her soul. She's still performing after, I think, about 50 years and 14 albums. Before Marcia, we heard one of my top three songwriters of all time, Guy Clark, on vocals and guitar with Texas Cookin', recorded live at Austin City Limits November 10th, 1989. And Terry and I were in the audience for that show. You also heard Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Edgar Meyer on bass. Guy is from Monahans, Texas, West Texas. Spent a little time in Austin as well, but he moved to Nashville. And he said that Austin was cooler, but Nashville had better lawyers. growing up, guys, family wasn't really musical, and they didn't even have a record player in the house, but they did read poetry every night. So as Terry Lacona, who's Austin City Limits producer, said on the liner notes, Guy learned the emotional power and graphic imagery of words that convey in a different way than most of his peers did. Well said. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking some tunes for no apparent reason, except I like them. Well, we've just been filled up with some great Texas cooking and some Louisiana red beans. We're going to listen to a couple of songs about people who have been in love and they're working to stay that way. We're going to lead off with Jeffrey Martin and Thrift Store Dress.
I've got that faraway sadness behind my eyes again. And I know you can see it. You can always look right in. And I try to hold a smile as we roll on for miles, playing songs for strangers in towns that aren't ours. Let that old time music burn a hole in my chest. Burn a hole in my chest. See you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress. In that thrift store dress. I never know I'm leaving all the places I want to stay until I realize the feeling that I love is gone away. And it makes me want to have children, build a house that can't be moved. Still I'm thankful in my wandering that I'm wandering with you. Let that old time music burn a hole in my chest. Burn a hole in my chest. And see you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress. In that thrift store dress. A design as pure as any that a woman makes a man better than he is when he's trying to understand the world from an island he built of lonesome dreams. At night you sing to parts of me that I haven't ever seen. Let that old time music burn a hole in my chest. Burn a hole in my chest. See you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress. In that thrift store dress. See you laying in the grass in that thrift store.
I know he don't deserve to be going down this way, pushed around and bound to trouble day. Time we stand up, dust each other off. I know we may be losing, but we ain't lost. Bring it on, bring it on. I seen the rain tumbling down. I felt the cold wind blow. I seen trouble hanging round. Bring it on. things untold. Now hopes lie scattered, trash along a lonesome road. And I don't ask for mercy, it just don't work that way. Today I'm down, but hope will rise another day. Trouble hanging around. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. I've seen it all by now. My pride is gone, but I'm still here somehow. Bring it on, bring it on. Every teardrop down inside of me. As I watch you sleeping, I hope that you still dream. 'Cause lately when I wake up, I don't feel anything. Bring it on, bring it on. I seen the rain tumbling down. I felt the cold wind blow. I seen trouble.
Slade Cleaves, born in Maine, but he's been an Austin resident for decades now. The song was Bring It On from his Broke Down album released in 2000, and I think his writing is just superb, and that could be because he majored in English and philosophy at Tufts, while also studying the music of Woody Guthrie and Bruce Springsteen. And while he was home one time, he discovered a bunch of albums by Carl Perkins and Hank Williams in his parents' attic, where he'd stored them as a kid. And you mix all that up with some living in Austin, hanging with writers like Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Lucinda and Robert Earl Keen, Guy Clark, Joe Ely, and you get Slade Cleaves. Before Slade, we heard another great writer, Jeffrey Martin, now out of Portland, but he spent a little time in Dallas as a kid. And I first heard Jeffrey's at a house concert right here on the island and had been totally blown away by his writing, his voice, and the music that he brings, especially when he's with his partner, Anna Tivell. Outstanding songwriter herself and quite the fiddle player, and we heard her on that song as well. I've caught a few of Jeffrey and Anna's live streams over the past few months. You might want to see if you can find them. They're really, really worth listening to. I am Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, where tonight we're listening to artists just because I want to play them. And thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber represents over 250 member businesses and organizations on Vashon and supports the community by organizing events such as Halloween, Easter, Christmas, and of course, Strawberry Festival. Better businesses make a better island. More info at VashonChamber.com.
Yeah, thanks to the Chamber and to all the supporters of the Voice of Vashon, including those of you who are sustaining members in particular. You know, let's hear a couple more in this kind of positive love story vein, starting with a kind of a weird kind of a love song. I guess it's about love for a shirt and a woman as well. Here is Adam Carroll and My Only Good Shirt.
This is My Only Good Shirt. My only good shirt never fails. If it could talk, you know it'd tell some tales. I picked it up by the collar, only paid half a dollar. You might say I bought it on sale. And I wore this old shirt at the Ryman, and I wore it on cable TV. I wore it in Paris and in Amsterdam, and I wore it when I played with my brothers and me. And I've had some chicks in my life, and they say I'm one lucky guy. I played with some beardos, some West Texas weirdos, but I always load in on time. And I backed up a South Dallas gypsy, backed out of some corner sometime. I'm a long way from my roots, I still got sand in my boots. They call me the spiritual kind. And they say this shirt's damaged goods, and I'd trade it in if I could. But all the loose diamonds around in the pocket of this shirt I found. This old shirt won't see much acclaim, but it makes me smile just the same. I'm not Viva Las Vegas, but I'm Motel 6 famous, and they always know me by name. Yeah, this is my only good shirt. I wear it some more till it's through. It may not be much, it's worn out to the touch, but I left it on the stage for you. All right.
She drives a 392 Scat Pack Dodge Charger. Her mama got a tattoo, says free Sonny Barger. Her daddy did time for a deal gone bad. Some women is as tough as rehab. She got mascara eyes and raven black hair. Buys her shoes at Kim's Exotic Dancewear. Her favorite guitar player is Steve Cropper. Says her godfather was Dennis Hopper. Divine retribution don't cause a flood. There's more than one use for Vicks Vaporub. Nirvana was electric when they was unplugged. And some women got the outlaw blood. Some women got the outlaw blood. Hotel California's either heaven or hell. So's the Amsterdam Prince Henrik Hotel. We was there at midnight on the sidewalk outside. She said this is where a dope sick angel died. Divine retribution don't cause a flood. There's more than one use for Vicks Vapor Rub. Nirvana was electric when they was unplugged. Some women got the outlaw blood. Some women got the outlaw blood. Spills over like a Mississippi levee. knows all the names of the Hindu devis, loves to hear Ashley McBride sing, says Jesus is like duct tape, fixes everything. Divine retribution don't cause a flood, there's more than one use for this vapor rub. Nirvana was electric when they was unplugged, and some women got the outlaw blood. Some women got the outlaw blood. Some women got the outlaw blood. Some women got the outlaw blood.
Snake Farm.
Ray Wiley Hubbard. Outlaw Blood from his new, that is 2020, album called Ray Wiley Hubbard Co-Starring, in which he teams with various artists on songs that he wrote or he co-wrote with them. And Outlaw Blood featured Ashley McBride and the outstanding slide guitar and mandolin of Jeff Plankenhorn. Ray spent his school years in Oak Cliff, which is a neighborhood of Dallas, and he went to the University of North Texas, and he probably was most famous for the song that he wrote called Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mothers, that was on Jerry Jeff Walker's album Viva Terra Lingua. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the passing of Jerry Jeff and Billy Joe Shaver in the same week. Anyway, Ray has been rediscovered over the past half century so a number of times, and this album, this latest one, is really, really a good one. Before Ray, we heard Adam Carroll with My Only Good Shirt that I got from an album called Highway Prayer, a tribute to Adam Carroll, that includes a whole bunch of artists singing songs written by him, and usually albums like this happen late in an artist's career, but Adam, who's from Tyler, Texas, by the way, was only 42 when this album was recorded in 2016, and the fact that Slade Cleaves, James McMurtry, and so many other incredible songwriters wanted to perform Adam's songs is quite a tribute to his writing. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, connecting some songs with you. I hope they're connecting with me anyway. I think it's time to change gears, and a bunch, to a couple songs about trains. And we're going to lead off with James Cotton on harp and Greg Allman on vocals and Midnight Train.
Midnight Train to Mississippi.
Her, she meant the world to me. When it's midnight, I hear that whistle blow. But I'm never, never gonna see that midnight train no more. Had a back door friend I did not know about. She said it in a letter. That midnight train no more. Admit
Cindy Cash Dollar on an Asher lap steel guitar, John Sebastian on harp, John Chapman on drums, Brian Hughes on bass, and Scrappy Jed Newcomb on guitar. The song was This Train. That came from Cindy's album Waltz for Abilene, came out 2020. Cindy obviously is an amazing lap steel guitar player. She was born in Woodstock, New York. She lived in Austin for a couple decades and just recently moved back to Woodstock. She played with Asleep at the Wheel for 8 years, and she's backed a whole bunch of folks from Dylan to Leon Redbone to Van Morrison. Toured with him, as a matter of fact, on his country tour. Before Cindy, we heard James Cotton on harp and, of course, Duane Allman on vocals, and the song Midnight Train from the album Cottonmouth Man. James died in Austin in 2017, but before he did, Tom Hamridge and a friend came to James in 2013 and said they'd written a song about him called Cottonmouth Man, and they said they wanted to make an album about James's life. And they got together in Nashville, and as James said, we talked about my funky life. Gary and Richard played some guitars, Tom beat some sticks on a coffee table, and I blew some harp, and we shared some laughs, and most of the songs on that album came from those sessions. It's a good album. You listen to a rather eclectic evening of music here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. picking these tunes for you. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support provided by Island Insurance Center, experienced agents dedicated to helping you get the most from your insurance dollar. You can schedule a free coverage review or learn more at islandinsurancecenter.com.
Thanks again to those folks. You know, we've heard, among other things, some songs about keeping a positive relationship going and the love that is behind that. And we're going to turn now to, I guess we'll call it more mature, aging, looking at the latter half or third or whatever of one's life with a trio of songs. We're going to lead off with a pretty autobiographical song from Rodney Crowell called I Don't Care Anymore.
Tips on my boots and a mullet head of hair, designed to walk into the room and make somebody stare. But I don't care anymore. If I don't stand out in a crowd, I was better off before. I tried to make my mother proud. Town of dreaming I could make my mark in space. 40-odd years later, all my best cards have been played. Well, it's a hard knock situation when the accolades bestowed on your every last creation cries out middle of the road. But I don't care anymore about the fortune or the fame of before. I tried to make myself a name. All that money that I blew through like some bootblack off the farm could not have vanished quicker if I'd have shot it in my arm. Some so-and-so says, don't you know the limit is the sky. The next thing I remember, I'm unlearning how to fly. But I don't care anymore. All those parted dolls and favors that I savored from day one to nothing after all is said and done. A real friend tried to tell me, man, with all respect for you, the time to put away these things is long since overdue. If indeed I do get lonesome in my mansion on the hill, there's this neighbor's wife I covet for her beauty and her skill. The way she puts herself together, sleek and vagabond couture, makes each mailbox conversation one more heartache to endure. But I don't care anymore. Who does what and why? I was better off before, when I was just another guy. I've been lied on, spied on, cried on, tried on, taken for a ride, you bet. Frack, crack, smack, jack, what you see is what you get. I've been spit at, hit at, quit at, shit at, shouldn't hit a bit at what I'm trying to get at. You fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice and put the blame on. I don't care anymore. Thank you.
Maybe life's just a cliff you gotta climb. Go hang by the skin of your teeth, you can fall anytime. So better break out the bottle, I'll bring home the glass. I'll fill it up with the good stuff, cause nothing's gonna last. Just go sailing on. Every time the phone rings, seems some friend is gone, lost from the world to ashes, dust, and song. So every time there's bad news, you run through the yard, go hide with the radio inside your car, turn it up, and just go sailing on. Sailing on through, sailing on through. Sailing on through, sailing on through, sailing on through.
Terry Allen, Sailing On Through, last song of his album, Just Like Moby Dick, released 2020. Sounds like Terry Allen's come a little face-to-face with the end of his life and the life of many of his friends. He is from Lubbock, but he lives in New Mexico now, and he is in his, I think he's 77 years old. He's got 12 albums out and is an internationally known visual artist. He also has created and been a part of a whole bunch of different musical and theatrical performances. Went to Monterey High School in Lubbock, and his classmates included Butch Hancock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Joe Ely, Joe Harvey Allen, who is his wife for a long time, and Joe Carol Pierce, quite an actress. He's received 3 National Endowment for the Arts grants and a Guggenheim Fellowship, and he also, just in his spare time, collaborated with David Byrne on the soundtrack for Byrne's movie True Stories. Pretty amazingly creative guy. Before Terry, we heard Rodney Crowell from Houston, and I Don't Care Anymore from his album Close Ties. It came out in 2017. Rodney hit 70 this year himself, and his career has been mighty rich. Like many, he met and was influenced by Guy Clark, and that influence went both ways as well. He was writing some songs in Nashville when Emmylou Harris recorded one of his songs, and she wanted to meet him. So they met at the Armadillo World headquarters in Austin, and the next day, he was a member of her band. Next stage of his career was focused primarily on songwriting, but he has recorded a whole bunch of albums that got him 6 Americana Music Awards, a couple Grammys, and a whole bunch of country music awards. He also is quite a producer, including, I think, 3 or 4 for his wife, then wife, no longer married, but still good friends and perform together sometimes. That would be Roseanne Cash. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in, and we're going to head toward the door with one more song about aging, this one from Bill Kirchen and Austin DeLone. It's called Already Walkin'.
Sitting on the back porch, staring at the sun, and I wonder if it's going down. I used to think that I'd be the one, but you never know what's coming around. That's why I'm already walking, already singing to myself, already humming on the way back, on the way back. You can do what you can and do what you must. I hope you find somebody you can trust. Stick out the sign, say, heaven or bus. And I'm already walking, already talking to my friends, front porch, staring at the moon, and I wonder if you're looking at it too. I like to know that you're still around as I plant my footprints all over town, 'cause I'm
on the way back.
was Bill Kirchen, now out of Austin, and Austin DeLone. And Already Walking from their album Transatlantic Canna, released in 2016. Bill was a member of Commander Cody in the Lost Planet Airmen and is known as the Titan of the Telecaster, although his first instrument when he was a kid was the trombone. He played in at the University of Michigan in a psycho folk rock band, and that became the core of Commander Cody. He's had a long collaboration with Nick Lowe and later helped to pioneer the whole Americana radio format, and he is quite a musician. He can mimic virtually any guitar player. I've heard a couple cuts of him doing that, like 8 or 12 different guitar players that he can mimic. We're going to go out the door tonight with a song and a sentiment that we all really need to take to heart. Here's Vashon's own Arlie James and Beth Wood, also known as Stand and Sway, and their song Easy on Me from the album Deep Blue, released in 2019 right here on Vashon at the VCA. Check it out.
Thank you.
Arlie, James, and Beth Wood. Take it easy.